Blog Talk Radio.
G'day mate, this is Maddie from Australia and you're tuned in to the Queen's Lounge with the greatest host Emma E2K on lushradioonline.com.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
Bright like a diamond. Peace. Welcome everyone to the Queen's Lounge with your sexy host, Emma E2K, on LushRadioOnline.com. Tonight's show is sponsored by Weikert Industries. You can find them at www.weikert.com. They are sponsoring us with Mets tickets to this Friday, plus a parking pass. So it's four tickets to the Mets game for this Friday, plus a parking pass. You just got to listen to the entire show. Yes, that's how I'm doing it. You have to listen to the show to be able to win the tickets. Call in 347-826-7722. 347-826-7722. And that's the number in English and in Spanish. Make sure to follow us. We're everywhere, Lush Radio Online. That's on Instagram, Facebook. Just Google us with Google Hable. Make sure you follow Emma E2K. Make sure you follow E2K Enterprise. And that's pretty much everywhere there's a social network. So yesterday, on Motivational Mondays, we gave out 4 tickets that for a game tomorrow, for a Mets game, which is tomorrow, Wednesday. And today we're giving out tickets for the game that's on Friday. So shout out to the young lady that won it yesterday. And good luck to whoever's going to win it today, you know. You never know. You know, Lush Radio Online is not only the voice of the people, but we're the people's champ, man. Make sure you call in. Stay tuned. 347-826-7722, please.
You're listening to The Sound.
Yes, the God in me is the God in you is the God in all the women. Tonight's topic is, where can independent women find a good companion? I was in South Beach, you know, spring break in it, hashtag spring break. And this topic came up a lot because I bumped into a lot of single independent women, you know, while I was out there in Mangoes and Wet Willies and, you know, in South Beach. Spring break and a hashtag spring break, right? And this topic came up a lot, which was I met a lot of independent women, single, by themselves alone, asking me, like, where was a good place to meet a good companion? I was like, wow, you know, already got to put that into a topic. So, you know, where can independent women find a good man? I mean, well, good companion. Let's just stick with the companion word because You know, an independent woman doesn't want a man to care for her and take care of her, but she wants an equal or someone that can, you know what I'm saying, kind of balance her out. I'm going to go to the phone line and see what they think. And I don't know, you can be the lucky one of those Mets tickets that I'm giving out. I don't know when. You just got to keep calling, and you just got to participate. 347-805. You're on with Emma E2K on the Queen's Lounge. Peace. 347-805. Yes? No? I give you 3 more seconds. No? Okay. Okay, I guess not. Hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second. Okay, I'm just going to play some music real quick, and I'll be right back. shout out to all my sexy independent queens out there who are looking for a good companion and are in search, man. So again, what I was saying, I was in South Beach, and I was, you know, I bumped into so many independent women, and their main question was like, yo, where do we find, like, a good companion? Like, we, you know, we don't even know where to search and where to look. So, like, what's going on? Like, I need to hear from some fellas or find out from some women, like, what is the deal? I'm going to my phone lines. 347-812, you're on with MA2K at the Queens Lounge. Peace.
Hello?
347, yes, hi.
Hey, how you doing, Emma? How you feel?
I'm good. Who's this?
This is Andrew.
Andrew, what's good? Did you call for the tickets?
Yeah, both, I guess. I'm not really a Mets fan, though.
Okay, okay. So you didn't win it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. So, this trip must have been good, huh?
Listen. I was hashtag spring break, right, on South Beach, right? And mostly what I bumped into was a lot of independent women, women that had careers and stuff like that, and that were set, you know, well set in their lives. But what they were missing was having a good companion, like a, you know, a good man by their side. What do you have to say about that? Or have you come across that in your life or in your neighborhood?
Nah, but... I don't know. Maybe they're looking in all the wrong places.
Okay, but so where's the good places? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, where?
I guess it's the simple things. Maybe like the park, you know, the beach, you know. I don't know. Maybe it's all the small things.
But we were in South Beach.
I mean, when you. Yeah. It's crazy because you can meet somebody just at a supermarket. You know, you could just, you know, you find your companion there. There's so many, I don't know, so many places.
That's true, but see, I know I understand what you're saying, but when I'm bumping into, like, you know, several 100 women that I've already heard this from, it's beginning to be now epidemic because, so you say supermarket, you say laundromat, and this is what all these women do and look for, and they go to all type of different places. They travel and everything trying to find a good companion, and still nothing. This is what I'm saying. So is it okay to start doing the dating online or going on blind dates? Like, what do you think about that?
I mean, you know, not for me, but like last month I did speed dating, and, you know, I was meeting people, you know. It's just like, I mean, that's cool, you know.
I've heard about that. How does that work?
You know, you go, you meet, you know, you say all the questions up front, you know, what you're about, try to find out, you know, what's in that person's, you know, like, you know, what they're about, and, you know, if you click, if
but
you feel you get that energy, if you feel you have that energy, you can click, and, you know, you know, you continue the day. If not, it just takes 15 minutes or half hour, as long as the conversation goes. And then after that, I mean, if you don't feel that energy, then, you know, you leave it right then and there.
I guess, wouldn't that same thing apply? Like, if you was to meet them, let's say, in a supermarket or anywhere else, and you kind of, it's like an energy. Like, you're right, what you say. You meet somebody, and it's that energy that draws you to them, and you're either comfortable with them or you're not.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy because I know, you know, a few, you know, females that work, you know, and then they get occupied at work all the time. You know, it could be the maintenance guy, it could be, you know, the elevator guy, the UPS guy, you know, that they have that energy, that, you know, that combination. And, you know, sometimes it's just the little things, you know. It's hard for me to say, yeah, you can find them here, or they could call my number and I get it, but I know it's not that.
So should I give out your number in case any of these ladies want to meet a good guy? Can I give your number out?
I mean, sure. I mean, you know, I'm here in the Bronx, you know. It's all good. And, you know, I can't complain. But, you know, I'm going to tell you, you know, if it's a nice day, hey, let's meet at the park. Let's hang out, you know.
So I'm gonna do speed dating with you, Andrew. Can I use you as, like, my experiment thing?
No problem.
And then you tell me if it works.
Yes.
Okay. Then you tell me if it worked. Then you call me and then you tell me, if it worked or nah. Then it didn't work.
Yeah.
I'm interested to find out if that works. Because maybe I could hook up a couple of my queens. Shoot. Everybody calling me.
Yeah. I mean, I'm quite sure there's a lot of people out there, you know, that get caught up in time and, you know, working and, you know, they're about their career and, you know, they don't got time for, you know, it's just scheduling, you know.
Yeah, but you know what? We were talking about that, too. Sometimes that's a bad thing, too. I mean, it's good to be focused on what you want to do and your goals, but you can lose total focus as far as, you know, dating and meeting people and just, you know, just your average dates here and there because you never know where it can lead to in the future. You know, it doesn't mean you're going to not pursue your career, but not to the point that you isolate yourself and now afterwards you want to come out and look for somebody. You're like, you know what I mean? That's kind of like backwards or something to me.
Yeah, and I'm quite sure. I mean, you know, I know I'm not the only one, but, you know, it's the same way people rebound from a bad relationship. Some people, you know, with their careers and working and putting in long hours, making this money, I know they tend to, you know, get to that point where they say, you know what, this weekend is all about me, you know, and just wild out.
Yeah, exactly. Hashtag
you don't
spring
break, you don't want that person at that point to be wilding out.
You're right. You do have to take time for yourself. Just kind of like you said, this weekend, let me go on a date. Even if it's a fixed date, it doesn't mean you're going to get married with the person, but you can go out and take not every day it has to end in a hotel or having sex.
I still enjoy the little things. I mean, I'm speaking for myself, but, you know, the movie, the park, you know, if the carnivals are in town, they want to see first, let's go to the carnivals, you know, something, you know.
Oh, you're sweet. Andrew, I'm going to find you somebody. Hold on. I'm going to look for one of my queens. I would look for one of my queens' number. And you know what I'm saying? Because everybody's like, oh, yeah, I love the park and I love the... Well, this is your turn because Andrew loves the park too. And let's go to the damn park.
Yep.
I'm going to hook you up, Andrew. Stay with me. Stay with me. I'm going to look through my Rolodex. Hold on a second. I'll play some music. I'm going to look through my Rolodex, man, because I got to find somebody for Andrew. Hold on a sec. What's going on here?
It's been a while. I'm not who I was before. You look surprised. Your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego, he's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back. God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy. I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here. Took a break. One too many excuses. least now I'm brave. Now my heart is open, I can finally breathe. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of free. That ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of me. Don't be mad, it's a brand new time for me.
Brand new. Sometimes it's okay to just go brand new, and sometimes it's not okay to act brand new, because then you can't meet nobody. Shout out to all my independent queens, sisters that are out there doing their thing, and I'm having a hard time looking for a companion. I got somebody for you. I got Andrew, and I got his number. So y'all need to holler at me, because Andrew is a real cool dude. And he likes going to the park. Shout out to Andrew, who's still on deck. I just want to give a chance now for DJ Showcase Mix, which is Cassie featuring Trina. And definitely shout out to DJ Showcase for this.
We ain't taking no pills, no pictures, smoke, and no kisses. High speed and go missing. You should be embarrassed. Talking about me, it's happening in Paris. No pictures, smoke, and blow kisses, kisses. High speed and go missing. You should be embarrassed. Talking about me, it's happening in Paris. Minding my business, it's just gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch your watch. Yes, I'm still shopping.
For that one, that's what's up. Definitely all gold, you know what I'm saying? Gold in my watch and gold everywhere, and just, you know, the independent ladies with their gold nuggets. I think you're gonna start looking somewhere else. You know, it's just funny because this conversation comes up on me. I don't know if because I have the radio show, because of course I rep the women's movement, but I always bump into so many independent women that are doing their thing, that are successful and doing great in life, and for some reason they cannot find a good companion. So let's see. I don't know. Maybe somebody wants to call in and win these tickets, these Mets tickets that I got, that are sponsored by Wykert Industries. Wykert Industries, their website is www.weikert, and that's Wykert Industries. And, you know, they sponsored yesterday's show's tickets, which I gave away 4 tickets with the parking pass. And tonight I'm doing the same thing. I'm giving tickets for this Friday's game. So I just, you know, I'm just going to just pick at random. I have a couple of, you know, people on hold and on deck. And, again, I'm going to do like I did yesterday and just, you know, maybe call at random. I mean, pick up the lines at random, you know, and just see who's calling. But you know what? Before I do that, let me go back on the line with Andrew. Andrew, you still on hold with me?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm still here.
Yeah, people want these tickets. Woo! I mean, you know, shout out to the Mets because they're from New York and I support all that New York. You know what I mean?
Yeah. City Field is nice. City Field is a nice stadium.
Yeah. You know what? How funny it is that I've never been there?
Yeah. No, I mean, I haven't gone there yet, but if they play the Yankees, yeah, because I'm a diehard Yankee fan.
Yeah, no, definitely. Shout out to the Yankees. Shout out to all the New York teams is what I'm saying.
Yeah, all New York teams, yeah.
Yeah, shout out definitely to all the New York teams. And I say that, of course, because I'm from New York. So, yes, I'm a little biased to the New York City. But shout out to everybody. I mean, you know, you already know
everybody
worldwide. You know, just shout out your team. As a matter of fact, call in 347-826-7722 and shout out your favorite team, and we'll shout them out. Because that's how we do here. You know, we just show love to everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Shout out to the New York Knicks, who's winning right now, 92-88 over Miami.
Over Miami. Or shout out to MI. You know, I have fun over there, so.
I was seeing the timeline. You was at home, but almost in Miami, South Beach. You was running, huh? You and the ladies and all the queens.
Yeah, I was out there with the queens. That's what I'm saying. That this is where this topic came up. Hashtag South Beach. Hashtag. We was out there just having fun, enjoying ourselves. And again, that's the topic came up about the independent women and finding a good companion. I said, you know what? That's a good show topic, and I'm going to throw it out there.
Yeah. Would you think independent women are a little more picky than just, you know, sometimes that can happen. They become picky.
You know what? I'm going to speak for myself. And, yes, we can have that problem. We can have that problem of being picky. And I only say that because, I mean, once you're independent, once you have a career going or you own, like, business or something, you know, you want somebody to meet you at least halfway. Let's be realistic. I mean, I'm not going to have a mansion and then you marry me and then I got to give you half of my mansion and you didn't even work for it. What, because you lay down with me? That's not enough. Nah, you got to do somersaults and all that good stuff. I mean, I'm just saying. But... I mean, you know, it's just not fair either way. Either, you know, even with the man being well accomplished, and you're just gonna have a woman that is not doing nothing for herself and doesn't bring nothing to the table. I mean, a man wouldn't do it. So neither would an independent woman. You know. So you want somebody to meet you at least halfway or have their
halfway
stuff going on. Yeah.
I think that's the best way.
Or don't you have too much drama? Or I don't want to deal with 5 of your baby mothers, like. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, like, come on, that's too much.
That's,
so,
yeah, it's a part of it. Yeah,
you want
me to
deal with you want me to deal with your 5 baby mothers, your pit bull kennel, your really, come on, your pigeon coop, that's too much. Like, you're asking for too much. Come on,
it's true.
And that's what happens. So I don't think it's picky. I think it's just knowing what you're worth and what you're looking for and what you're not gonna put up with. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think everybody should do that, actually. I mean, come on. I really, like, okay, we go eat, and I may pay a meal, you know, because I do that. I'm independent. I pay. But every time I'm paying?
Yep.
I mean, you know, you're never going to. It's not about money. It's not a money issue, but yet it is a money issue. It's like.
It's generosity. Where's your generosity at?
Yeah, and I'm not going to go out with you like, you know, maybe I wanted something extra, but I'm like, you know what? Because I don't know if you have it, so I'm not going to make you pass an embarrassment, so I just won't. I'm not going to do that. I'm not. If I want to eat something or whatever and I know I can afford it, why I'm not going to order it? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just speaking in smaller terms. I'm just speaking about a meal, but imagine, you know, sharing a life with a person that way. It's just
what I look for, in my opinion, is, you know, all the small things, you know what I mean? That we could just, you know, chill, meet up in Fordham. You know, I heard there's, you know, BBQs, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Anything. You know.
Okay, listen, Andrew, that's cool. Listen, that's cool. But that's cool that you like the small thing. But if she can't even meet you in a cab nowhere, if she can't even afford.
Sometimes I feel.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Even if you can't even afford the simple stuff, I'm saying, where y'all going after you walk down the park with her? Like, after you walk up and down Fordham Road, okay, you know what I'm saying? Like, after that, and you buy her McDonald's, like, after that, she can't even buy you Burger King? Like, come on, Nana, come on.
Yeah, shoot.
You know, the smaller thing, she can't even buy you a car, even go to a dollar store and buy you two items of something, because, nah, come
mm-hmm.
on.
Mm-hmm.
Get a job. Nah, get it out. I'm going to go to my phone line. Yeah, you got it. I'll do finish.
No. It's just elaborating on what you're saying. And the fact is that, you know, the small things, you know, speaking for myself, you know, mm-hmm. and just keeping it humble, keeping it so-called real, because sometimes, you know, saying real, you know, a person could be too real. And, you know what I'm saying? That throws you off, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
That's happened to me.
That's happened to me. I've had a lot of people tell me that I keep it too real. Like, how do you keep it too real? I don't understand that. You know what? Don't hang up. We're going to keep on this conversation. Let me try to give these tickets away. I'm going to give it to the next person.
I ain't going nowhere. I'm here looking at the game.
That's what's up. I'm going to get rid of these tickets because they're already burning a hole in my pocket.
Yeah.
So let me pick up the next line. All right. So I'm going on my next line. I got a 917. I got a couple 917s. I'm going to let me see which one I go with. Okay. 917-659. You're on the Queen's Lounge. Who is this?
Yo.
917.
Yo.
Yo.
What's up?
What's up? Who is this and where you calling from?
You already know who this is. Stop playing. You're a little too real, y'all. They can't handle that.
Shout out to D-Cud.
The blue or
David
the red pill, they can't handle that.
David Aviles, PR flags up, PR travels, and everything PR on the PR.
Flags up travel, baby. But, so, what's the topic again?
The topic is, where can independent women find a good companion? Like, I was in South Beach, and all these independent women was like, yo, we don't know where to go to find a good man. Like, where do we go? Like, and I met, like, when I tell you, a lot of independent women, they were single and by themselves because they say they didn't know, like, where was the good man? Now, I have Andrew's number, and Andrew wants me to pass his number down, but do you want me to pass yours, too?
Wait a second. First of all, I want to know why the hell they're single. You know, like, some of them, you know, are they being real with why they're single? Or they just saying that, you know, they're not a good man? Like,
there's two sides to the coin
on that.
Right. No, you're right. And they're saying they don't know where to go to find good men. I can't answer the rest about,
hanging out in the damn club every Friday and Saturday. You already know what you're gonna get there, mama.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna get the one hitter quitters.
Oi. That's what
you're gonna get. You gotta, like, you know, your best way to, like, really, like.
But wait, supermarket. Laundry
Mat?
That's one of the ones you met. I don't watch Laundry
Mat. It ain't going to be in South Beach on spring break. That's for sure.
Right.
Were
you
there?
Right. Yeah, you're right about that. This show was
you know what that is? That's Freak Fresh 2013. Ain't nobody looking to cuddle there.
Hashtag spring break.
Yeah, ain't nobody looking to cuddle there, mama. That's straight up, you know, action.
Hey, action.
That's action traction right there, baby.
Oh, wait. Now that you say action, let me bring in the action. The girl with the most, the queen that has the biggest action going on a DMV area, Lushy Lush.
Yo, Lush, what's good, man?
What's good? What's poppin'? It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. What's up, queen?
Lushy Lush, listen, I want to personally say all air that I apologize for missing your birthday show. And I just want to wish you a happy birthday, a belated birthday, and just say that, you know, you're an amazing woman, and, you know, we all love you, baby.
Yo, I'm going to bite your ankles.
You can bite everything on me, mama, everything. You know where I'm at? I bet you know.
You know where he be at?
You know where I be at, mama? You know. So, you know where the web is at, baby? Don't get caught in the web.
So, Lush, the topic for today is where can independent women find a good companion? And Dee was answering, you know, was saying, well, not in the clubs and not in South Beach where I was at, hashtag spring break. And so where do you think an independent woman could find a good companion? Because all these independent women I was bumping into were saying they don't know where to go to find a good man.
Yo, so for independent women to find a good man, for all the listeners that's listening into the show, like you said, there's so many different places you can find them. It's weird, though, because they say don't look in a club, but you got some people that's been married for several years and they found each other on a club bumping and grinding, you know? And, you know, they say don't, you know what I'm saying? They say...
Babies,
you know,
babies were made out of the
bumping
and grinding.
Yeah, you know, the babies came and all that, you know.
Why not? I wasn't in the club, though. You see, I got it wrong. I was in a photo shoot. and shit, for what went down, I might as well went to the club. Fuck around. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm telling you. Like, I really, I'm going to be honest, like, independent women, like what you're saying right now, a lot of these women got to stop thinking that they're going to, you know, they got to get their priorities right, man. Because, you know, there's a lot of good dudes out here that might not have that whip, might not have that job, but they're going to pass on them niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? Because they're looking
on,
for you.
Dave,
yo, for real,
on,
man,
Dave.
I see it every day. Every
Dave,
day.
Well,
I can speak for New York. I speak about New York out here.
Dave, dudes
okay,
aren't going to settle for less, so why should women settle for less? Like,
no,
I'm
it ain't about
settle
for less, but that,
you know?
Let me tell you something. A dude could be, it ain't all about finances, man. It ain't about what you got. It's about
it's not
that
about
person
finances,
that's going
to
have your back.
Listen, but
that
plays,
no
okay, wait, hold on. It's not all about finances, but that does play an important role. You have to admit that plays an important role in a relationship. I mean, you can't come in bare-ass naked, have nothing to offer. And no goals
what?
And nothing and want to do nothing. No, that doesn't work like that. Not realistically.
No, of course you can't have somebody that's going
to
be like
moving
over you.
You have to have at least
but
a
what
potential
I'm
for
is,
something.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is women are totally disregarded. That's not even the bar level right now. It's where like a lot of these women just got their eyes set on a certain dude and. There's not that many of those dudes that got that. Sometimes it's not. It's the hidden. It's like the fool's gold. You know what I'm saying?
Let me comment real quick, though. Let me chime in, though. For females that aren't looking for that good dude, this, that, and the third, you can find a good dude anyway, honestly. But at the end of the day, you can't be searching for a guy at a certain standard if you're not up to that standard yourself.
There
you
go.
You want to
like
find
that.
A dude, if you don't have your stuff together, if you ain't in school, you looking for a guy that's in school, if you ain't in school, if you don't got a degree, if you don't got a whip, if you don't got even your own place, how you looking for the dude that's going to come and save you, your Prince Charming, that got all these things? What are you doing for yourself? And you got to hang out with these people hanging out. If they in Georgetown where all the people who's rich at that you trying to be with and hobnob, oh, you better have like a Lisa G or something, or at least enough to buy a drink or something to look like you doing something. You need to play that part and have your stuff together. So don't
like
be going to a club looking for no millionaire when you know half of the millionaires ain't going to be just sitting in the club nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Go to Martha's Vineyard somewhere.
Yeah. I just think the way you find somebody is like through just like your network and networking with your peoples, and usually you run into someone that you get to know, and then you build on that and whatever, you someone that you get to know. You know what I'm saying? That old club stuff and all the other shit. That shit don't really, you know, it's 9 out of 10 times it doesn't work out.
Overrated,
you know,
man.
Yo,
okay, Dave,
just quit all
this faking and everything, Dave. Let's get married tomorrow. I already bought the ring. What's good, son?
You can't handle this, mama. This is the Boricua stallion over here, baby. I have you moving from Maryland and all that.
Oh, she said she got the ring, son.
You don't wanna move to the Bronx, baby.
She got the ring. Okay, and wait. And speaking on that, I'm going to put y'all both on hold because I got to take this next caller. This next caller, I feel, is the winner. So hold on 1 second. Stay on hold for me. And I'm going with the next. Okay, it's between this other 917-347, Meanie, Miney, and Mo. 347-205. You're on the Queen's Lounge with Emma E2K, and you are the winner. Who are you and where you calling from?
Xavier from the Bronx.
Jesus?
Xavier.
Hi, Xavier. And you're calling from the BX? You're in the right place. You're in the right place, baby. You know you just won 4 tickets for the Mets game this Friday plus a parking pass. Who are you taking with you?
Oh, my goodness. Me and a couple of close friends.
That's good. Y'all gonna have a hashtag spring break over there at the Mets game?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, these tickets are sponsored by Wykurt Industries, and Wykurt Industries has a website. It's www.weikert, and they are the ones that are sponsoring the 4 tickets with the parking pass. Xavier, you are the winner. Please stay on hold so I can give you the further information. And thank you for calling. Hold on.
Thank you.
So we got a winner. Lush, I don't know where Lush went, but D-Cut, let's go back to in the conversation. I already got the winner. We have a winner for the Mets game. No, you cannot join. No. Somebody got the tickets already. Let's talk about the
topic.
About the independent women finding the good companion. I lost Lush. Lush, I don't know, she tuned off. But
I tell her about the boss. She just lines off.
She said she had the ring. You think she's serious?
She's off the hook. You gotta love her. But you know,
listen, man. But that's how independent women get down. Yo, let's stop all this. Here's the ring. What's good?
I might not be the perfect person for this topic anyway, you know.
Listen,
I haven't had much success.
Every opinion and every advice is always good.
In relationships, actually. Not like picking them up. I can pick them up all day. I just haven't had success in my relationships. So, you know, maybe it's not just built for people.
Yeah,
you know?
But what do you consider success? Success doesn't mean you have
success
to be together 15 years.
To me, success is longevity. Is building a foundation for a long period of time. You know, like my father, my mother, they have success. They've been together 44 years.
True. Shout out to them.
Regardless of whatever goes down with them, they always, you know, they know they don't take nothing personal. They keep it moving. They stay together, and it's like that's rare. That's rare now with all the distractions that's going on right now. With like all the media, social media, it's a lot of distractions. Like people get really, the emotions.
Don't you think we're living in different times? Like those that are married now 40 plus years. Like when they, I mean, for them to get to this point now, of course, of social media, but prior to this, there was none. And they had all those years to kind of like entwine with each other, understand each other, and, you know, understand what's important in the relationship. So do you think that played a factor?
I think it was just different times where people, you know, not saying, you know, I mean, you know, a lot of people from their time didn't make it either. So it's not. I'm not just saying that it's just a different time also, but I just think right now there's more distractions than ever, you know? So it's like less couples really make it, you know what I'm saying? Any, you know, past, you know, just a couple of years. When I meet certain people and they tell me, yeah, we've been together 15 years, I'm like, yo, that's what's up, man. I don't know how I got through it, but that's really good, you know?
Yeah,
it just takes a lot of sacrifice and compromise, you know. And I don't think people are compromising anymore because, you know, it's easy to just get online and just find the next person. Like it's simple.
That's true. That is true. Yeah, it's a lot more.
Get online, get the next booty call. It's a wrap.
Yeah, now you have relationships via Facebook. Like you can have a Facebook husband or a wife, you know.
Well, I don't know about that.
Or mistress. I'm just saying, you know, like, I'm kind of
slide offs all day.
Right. I'm kind of exaggerating with that. But in reality, it's like you can have all type of multiple relationships with people, women all around the world, or men, you know, all around the world.
Oh, yeah. So it makes it easier for someone to be dishonest to their their other half, you know. So it's like, just easier.
Even though I be seeing like husband and wives like together, they're on Facebook and they kind of like, you know, I mean, you know, they say that Facebook and the social network comes in its total because MySpace and whatever breaks up relationships. I don't think that's true. I don't think it's fair to blame Facebook. I mean, you are who you are, whether Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, Instagram. You know what I mean?
You know, there's another side to that. I do believe that it does because, of course, the people are the ones that act and react, but I think that these social media sites create the vehicle where these things can happen at a higher volume. So when it's simple, like, you know, it's my experience. Like, I could be on Facebook and, you know, I promote and I might be flirting. I might do a lot of flirting and just because, you know, that's part of the business, you know what I'm saying? And then my significant other could be online and watching some shit and be like, oh, are you sleeping with her, this bitch, who's that bitch, whatever, blah, blah. And, you know, then I'm like, I know I'm not doing nothing wrong, but then I just respond like, yo, get the hell off of my page. Like, so I'm taking it personal, she's taking it personal, I'm not going to give it, she's not giving it, because I know I'm not doing nothing wrong, and she thinks I'm doing something wrong. At some point, it just creates a lot of tension that's really is unnecessary when there's the most important thing is you guys focusing on the things that y'all have, you know what I'm saying? But shit happens, man. Shit happens. That was the old phrase. Now the new phrase is shit happens and a lot faster now.
In a lot faster way.
Exactly. So, you know, shit happens could have been like the 80s, 70s. Now it's shit happens, but a lot faster.
But a lot faster. Isn't that the
lightning
truth?
Speed.
Wow. Yeah. In a New York minute.
In a World Wide Web minute, like quick second, fraction of a first second.
Wow.
Like you can just get online, bang, yo, shorty, what's up? Yo, come over here. In 10 minutes, she could be coming to your house.
I'm telling you.
It's that availability that just, you know what I'm saying? Maybe complicates things.
D, hold on a second. Let me put you on hold. Let me go to the phone lines. 773, you're on the Queen's Lounge with Emma E2K. Peace. 773.
Hello. Hi, 773.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm great. Who's this?
This is Derek.
Derek?
Yeah, this is Derek.
Hi, Derek.
You know,
thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Are you calling in to talk topic, or are you calling in for the tickets?
Yeah, for the topic. You know, I just got one thing, you know, for everybody. What we tend to forget, actions speak louder than words. You just got to pay attention to a person's actions, more so on what they say. Because when you pay attention to a person's actions, you'll be able to see a whole lot. You see through the smoke screen. And one thing about it, you know, I was hearing a guy talk about Facebook and MySpace. You know, when you're in a relationship, you can't be open about what you do. It's a problem. If you can't go on your girl page and look through her page and see what's going on, she can't do it with you or your phone or whatever, then right there, let it show you what type of person you're dealing with. If somebody got something to hide or not. That's pretty much all, you know? That's pretty much all.
Yeah.
You know, if you can't be open with each other, I mean, we all got to respect each other's space at some points. But if you can't be open, if I can't go through my girl's phone, she can't go through mine, she can't go through my page anytime she feel like it, then that's a problem.
Now let me ask you something. That's cool, and I have high respect for that. But in another aspect, you know, if they're looking with the intent, like, to find something, you know, not that they're just looking because, okay, let me use your phone, I'm using your phone because I want to text my friend or whatever. But if they're taking the phone, like, and just nitpicking at everything, oh, so who's this person? Oh, you sure it's a guy?
Oh, yeah, that's a problem.
You see what I'm saying?
That's a problem. Yeah, that's a problem if you got that type of, I mean, they look for something. But, you know, my grandmama always told me, you know, if you're looking for something, you'll find what you're looking for, you know? So you shouldn't have that attitude. I mean, you shouldn't be with that person if you got to look for something to create a problem. You don't have that person in your best interest. You're looking for something. You know what I mean? That's just like a girl. That's just like you in a car with a girl and you see another beautiful young lady walk past and she looking at you to see if you watching this girl. And it's like, why is you looking at me to see if I'm looking at her? You wouldn't know if I was looking at her if you wasn't looking at me to see if I was looking at her. You know, and you know, you can't help. I mean, I can see if somebody turn their neck and follow, but you don't see other people that look attractive. And I can understand you looking at somebody because, you know, I mean, you might like the hairstyle if they got on or whatever, but the person
prefer,
to be watching
I would
prefer,
you. I would prefer my man look while I'm with him than when I'm not with him, honestly. Like, I've been with my dude where I'm like, yo, did you see that girl? Like, you know, I would initiate and be like, babe, did you see that? Like, I would prefer to do that so he can feel comfortable. Now, don't break your neck. Don't twist your whole body. Like,
exactly.
You know what I mean?
How you do it, though? You know, you start staring and following her after she walk away, then, you know, that's a problem. I mean, it's respect. You got to respect. You know, I was telling the person I was laying down, I had figured out, but it's just my opinion. They like assholes. Everybody got one. You know, I was thinking of a time when you with somebody, you know, you lay down next to your girl, that's your partner. Your homies are homies, but your homies don't lay down with you tonight. So that right there, that definition of a partner is deep. Because that's who lay side by side with you. That's your partner.
Right.
So you're supposed to be closer to her than anybody, than your own homies. Because your homie ain't going to get in the bed and let you be at night. He ain't going to feel good pleasurably either. So people need to respect to who their partner is. This is your partner. That's who you should treat it as, my partner. She ain't in front of me or she ain't in back. She ain't in front of me or behind me. She beside me. It's my partner. So, you know, that's how you got to treat it. But
I like that, Derek. I appreciate you calling in, Derek. Andrew? Andrew.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, Andrew.
Hi, Emma. Emma, I'm here, Emma.
Right. Hi. Thank you for calling in. I'm afraid I'm
no
out
problem.
Of time already.
It was a good show.
I appreciate you hanging out with me. Yes, I appreciate hanging with me. I miss you. Call back next week. I love when you call and hang out. And I got your number on speed dial because if
no
I'm open
problem.
To one independent women, I'm calling you.
No problem. Holler at me, man.
Thank you, peace, and have a wonderful, wonderful night.
You too, Ma. Take care.
Okay, babe. Thanks, everyone, for calling. Xavier, Thank you for calling. You are the winner, and I'll have information for you in just 1 second, okay? Thanks. Thanks, everybody. This is the end of the show. See you next week.